Hello and welcome back to the Solve the Overeating Puzzle podcast. I am Eugenia Nikiforo, the founder of Unlocks You, the eating psychology clinic where we give you a mind plan instead of a diet plan to gain control with your eating, weight, and really your life. And this is the podcast where we discuss very practical tools and strategies, how you can really gain control when it comes to food and can stop binge eating, can stop overeating, and know exactly what to do when it comes to food cravings and those urges that we sometimes experience as well. In this podcast, I am talking to Scott. This is series number 3, where we are looking into the progress that Scott has made so far, and also we're exploring the keto diet that he wants to give a go and have a try as well. So we are discussing what he can do to start, how to implement those small changes, and how to be successful if this is what he decides to do. So listen in and enjoy. So Scott, we haven't spoken for I think 2 to 3 weeks. I feel like 3 weeks or so. There was quite a bit for you. Like we were in touch and I messaged you from time to time just to check in, just to see where you are. And you've tried different things. You were fasting. You had a 5 days fast, and then you said like 2 days and 1 day fast. And now you want to explore the keto diet. So that's kind of what we want to focus on, just to see how I can help you to start it and then implement it and then stay consistent with it. What would you say, what have you gained, I guess, from these calls that we've had so far? What has been maybe your progress?
Yeah, sure. So I think the key things for me has kind of been my own psychology around eating, you know, like why am I seeking food for comfort, you know, or like why am I seeking food, you know, like it's not necessarily because I'm hungry, you know, maybe it's because I'm bored, or you know, like I just feel like shit, or you know, even partly habit, you know. So like what's triggering me to, you know, reach for that food has been the biggest takeaway, because you know it's not really about the food as such, but more about the underlying issue that's driving, you know, that behavior. Mm-hmm. So that's been the key one for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you find that like by having that awareness and an understanding, do you find it has helped you to make then better choices?
Not all the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but some of the time. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd say it's about 50-50, you know, mm-hmm. like where I can feel like, you know, my brain's like, eat that food. And, you know, then I can sit there and go, oh, okay, well, what's driving this? Or do I really want it? Maybe I can go for a healthier option. So it's added like a bit more buffer time and like an awareness like to the decision. But then also at the same time, I'm aware of it, but I don't care.
Yes.
I'm like, screw it, I'm getting takeaways, I don't care, you know. And it's almost like this, okay, well, you know, you've done well, you know, you've been doing this and you've been doing that, so like as a little reward, how's about you eat this thing that you really love, which you know isn't the best option.
Yeah.
So it's a bit of both. Yeah.
Yeah, that one is really interesting. So common. Yeah. It's that rebellious little child that comes out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he convinces you.
Exactly. Yes.
You've done well. You deserve it. You know, this time won't matter. You know, we'll just pick up from where we left off tomorrow. You know.
Yeah, it's a good one. Just a kind of a quick explanation to that. So why it happens, or maybe one of the explanations. Sometimes there are a few different things going on, but let's say, especially if you've been doing well, which means if it took you kind of willpower, discipline, it required you some mental work.
Yeah.
Now, psychologically, we're wired to get pleasure and reward.
Mm-hmm.
And we also are wired to avoid pain. So if something that creates us pain, discomfort, even if, let's say, you feel like on the one hand, rationally, I know it's good for me. But for the body, it's not that easy. So let's say, like, when you go and do a fast, seriously, taking my head off for you, right? On the one hand, I know, like, I know you're someone who likes to explore and be healthy. It's really, you prioritize that. So I know rationally why you do that. And there are definitely health benefits. On the other hand, psychologically, for the body, it can be quite tough to actually say, you know what, no, I'm going to stick to my guns, right? So it can feel, it can create slight discomfort or pain, or, you know, even if it's perceived pain for the body. So then, kind of when it comes to choice, oh, am I going to have it or not? That's where kind of that inner child comes out and starts, I want what I want when I want it, and I've been so good, and I can reward myself. So that's where we then go into avoiding pain, seeking pleasure or reward. Yeah, just an explanation. Does it help you? Maybe next time, but at the same time, there is definitely, you know what, I just don't care right at this moment, because sometimes it's just too hard. You just don't want to make that decision, like, just say another no to yourself. Sometimes you just go, doesn't matter, next time, tomorrow. Yeah, absolutely. So continue what you're doing, exploring that. And I don't think it will go away 100%, but we do see there is a trajectory towards better decisions. As your new ways of doing things become stronger. So, like, we talk about wiring your brain, right? These new neural pathways becoming stronger and stronger and stronger through that repetition of doing new things. And like you're saying, creating that new buffer between there is a stimuli and then there is a response. So you have more time and space to think through how you want to react or respond. Okay. Just some information out there. Right. So we wanted to focus on implementation of keto diet, because you said, I feel like it makes sense to me. I really would like to do that, but I haven't quite started. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've just been starting with fasting and kind of trying to kick the metabolism into gear or do something, you know, looked into the benefits of fasting and that makes sense. Even if it's just saving on the food bill. But yeah, I've spent a few days just kind of diving into keto, like listening to different podcasts and reading different articles, and, you know, read through a big thick book on keto. And just, it makes sense to me in terms of how the body's getting its energy. Mm-hmm. You know, that it's getting the energy from ketones as opposed to glucose, you know, and this, you know, high fat, medium protein, low carb diet just makes more sense on, you know, health, you know, and especially long-term health, you know. So, but it's hard because, you know, bread's delicious, you know. So, you know, there's like this resistance inside of me that's like, oh, you know, bread's yum. There's nothing wrong with rice, you know, even though I know that if this is the diet that I want to pursue and the lifestyle eating habits that I want to be engaged in, there's some things like that I have to draw a hard line with and be like, no, you know, say no to the, you know, the rebellious child inside of me and go, hey, look, future Scott, well, thank you for, you know, making these decisions, even though they might seem tough right now.
Mm-hmm. And you recognize what's happening here, right? There is this resistance because psychologically you are anticipating that certain foods are not going to be available. So psychologically it feels pain. You know how I was talking about pleasure and pain? So we're trying to avoid that and continue seeking out that pleasure. And that's why we are going to be, I guess, putting it off, start doing something like that. So what can help? One is to have a clear plan when you're going to start doing that. Having a clear plan what you're going to be eating and really prepare those meals. And then also really working with that pleasure and reward center, because that is what driving us. That pleasure and reward center, right? So the question is, how am I going to pleasure myself or reward myself when I start doing that? And there can be also things that are not food related.
Okay, good question.
So let's start with the one first. So let's get to it as a last point. Clear plan, clear start, and preparing the food as well ahead of time. So, you know, like, it's like taking as much pain as possible, which is maybe like you wake up and think, I don't even know what I'm going to eat. When do you think you will be able to start? Because I think you're kind of now traveling or on a trip.
Away from home.
At
the moment. I don't know. Like, I guess any date that I pick is arbitrary. Like, I can...
Can you start doing it while you're away or better when you are home?
Let's go Saturday.
Okay. Why Saturday?
Well, because on Friday, I usually go and have dinner with the Hare Krishnas, some monks, and their food isn't keto.
All right. Yeah.
So at least I can enjoy one less, you know, one more meal with them. And
that one is actually interesting. So how, what you're going to be doing coming meals, like coming weeks?
I don't know. I haven't thought that far in advance.
We have to.
Yeah.
Why? Because that is another, that painful part. Am I going to need to stop doing that I'm enjoying?
Well... Yeah, like, I guess, you know, the option is to, just eat what is keto friendly, provided by them.
Do you have to eat their meals? Can you bring your own, share with them? Like, what's the setup there?
Well, yeah, I guess I could bring my own. But usually it's like, hey, everyone gets the same food. Like, there's no... It's all, you know, vegan food. There's no dietary preferences or anything like this. It's like, here's your food. Enjoy. But, you know, like, I usually know who's the chef. So maybe I can sit there and be like, hey, man, what's happening tonight? Can you make me a special plate of just this and just that? You know? Yeah.
Yeah, so an option. What do they usually provide as a meal?
It really differs. So Friday, just bean was a cheeseburger, but not with, you know, not with meat. It was salatine. Is that right? Salatine? Some
meat replacement thing.
Yeah, plant-based alternative.
Okay.
Salad and... potato fries. Yes, it's like a burger and salad and chips.
Okay. So quite carb heavy, right?
Yeah, but it really depends. They each week it's different.
Okay. All right. So one option is, I think we kind of have two options, right? Now, one is you ask them like ahead, can you prepare some things for me that are keto friendly, and like giving them specific kind of suggestions or sort of explain to them what's happening. Or if it's not possible for them, maybe even just that night that you bring something, like maybe create a plate and then like, hey, like help yourself here as well.
Yeah. Or there's also the option of skipping meals.
Like turning up and just not eating with them?
Yeah, just hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I guess that's one of the things around the keto is that you don't have this constant crave to keep eating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, I can skip this meal. I'm not actually hungry, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I can just feed off my body's reserves.
Absolutely. You can maybe just drink tea with them. So having like a drink. That's why I ask about the setup. Just so there are some different options and it doesn't feel like, oh my God, I have to stop doing what I'm enjoying.
Yeah.
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 Great. Okay. So that's there. We still can do. Do you still want to go ahead with Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay. Long enough for you to enjoy the bread. Yeah. Okay. Saturday. Let's start with Saturday. When are you going to kind of set up a meal? Not even a plan, but like let's call it a plan, so you know what you're going to be eating maybe next 3 days.
Mm-hmm. So I will do some shopping on Friday for the weekend ahead. You know, so mm-hmm. I at least plan Saturday, Sunday, Monday in advance.
Mm-hmm.
I stockpiled on avocados in my fridge. So avocado is going to be a main part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I've got myself like a little keto cookbook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty pictures. So that's a little bit of inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Thursday, Friday, I'll get my head around about what I want to eat and then I'll go do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I find when we start something that is new to us, keeping it really basic and simple.
Totally.
Makes it easier.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I love the simplicity of just something that I can make in a few minutes.
That's right.
You know, real easy.
Yeah, that's right. I always share how we structure our meals at home. We don't cook recipes. We cook ingredients, food groups. Because I personally promote a low carbohydrate diet as well. Not keto, but a low carbohydrate diet. So, for example, we cook once a day or prepare food once a day. And that's usually in the evening when I prepare my dinner. So usually what I will do is I prepare some form of greens. It's a salad or veggies. Mm-hmm. So that's separate. Then I prepare some meat on the side or tofu depends on, or eggs depends on what I choose. So that's always on the side. That means I don't eat carbohydrates throughout the day. Just don't feel the need for it. I do have them in the morning though for my breakfast. So during the day, what I have, like let's say I have my plate, I just grab some bunch of salad or greens or whatever that is, bunch of meat and avocado or a bit of oil on top. That's it, meal is done. Takes me 3 minutes to throw things together that I prepared yesterday that took me about 40 minutes to prepare. Yeah, simple, that's it. Something maybe for you to think about to start with, just greens, meat, avocado, oil if you want to. That's it. A little bit of fruit, like berries you can during the day, like a little bit. Strawberries are great, blueberries are great, so you still have a little bit of fruit in smaller amounts is absolutely fine as well.
Yeah
How does that sound? Is that something you feel you can do?
Yeah, absolutely. And I like the idea of simplifying it. I like the idea of having it as like, you know, well, I'm gonna, you know, prepare food once a day. So then like, as opposed to feeling like you're a food processing machine. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and then you can kind of be more conscious and have more attention and I think intention in what you're doing, as opposed to it being like a repetitive, oh, it's, you know, lunchtime or oh, it's breakfast time, you know.
Absolutely. I would suggest to also maybe what I find really works to decide what you're going to be eating for breakfast and maybe keeping that as the same for
a week or having two maximum two options.
Yeah.
Again, taking that decision fatigue away so you don't get to that point where like, I don't even know what to get. Oh, it's the same thing.
Are we skipping breakfast?
So oh, no breakfast. That's right. Yeah.
No breakfast. Yeah. I usually don't feel hungry. And I've been making the, you know, the bulletproof style coffee with like butter and MCT oil.
Yep.
And I find that's a bit of a meal in itself.
Yeah.
You know, and I've never been big on breakfast. So like I'm okay with
that. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But that's kind of thing. That's what I would do. Like during the day, I never think about food. Yeah, don't even worry. I notice, okay, I'm hungry. So I go over, throw a bunch of those things. That's it. And don't even think about until it's like, let's say evening, nighttime, and I am ready to prepare my meals for next day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then now, so I think we have it right. We have a plan. It's going to start on Saturday, Friday. You're going to be shopping. Thursday, Friday, you will think about what you're going to be cooking. Again, keeping a really, really simple, basic. And talking about reward and pleasure. So how frequent do you feel you want to reward yourself? Like, let's say maybe after how many days?
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know. Like, part of me also feels like engaging in that behavior, eating that kind of way, is a reward.
Mm.
You know, like I don't feel like I'm going to be giving anything up or making any sacrifices. So I feel like it's a positive thing to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
So
what happens if you feel like, oh, that bread though?
For me, I think that's just a reframing thing, you know, of knowing that, you know, yeah, it's delicious, but you know, like, so is chocolate, and it doesn't align with what you want to do, where you want to be, or who you want to become. So yeah. I think it's I just think a bit of willpower, you know, like a bit of
I don't like the idea of, I know you do, I know you're a disciplined person, I do get who you are and how you work. Willpower sometimes is really hard.
Hmm.
And I'm not saying we have to have it easy. What I'm thinking is, if you could, let's say, just for you, you might not even need it, but just in case you do need it, just in case you kind of get to that point where you just go, should I? I have been good. You know what? Just don't care. Start tomorrow again. You know, like, as moments you've experienced before. Yeah. If you, let's say, get to that cross path, then where you'd be like, okay, which one? That's where I want you to be prepared for those roadblocks, just in case they come up. If they don't worry about it.
What's the plan of action? Yeah.
Yes. How do we make sure that you're not going to go off that path where you would need to restart it again? And that's why I'm thinking reward or pleasure.
Okay. Like the only kind of pleasure that comes to mind, or the first one, is I've got Zilong tea, which is like my specialty. It's, you know, it's organic, don't panic. It's the purest oolong tea in the world, and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't drink it very often. Like I might have some of that, you know. It's usually like, in my mind, it's associated with something good.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is have a tea.
Have a tea. Creating an atmosphere, experience.
Like, yeah, for me, it's always been like a little ceremonial. Yeah, you know?
That's what I mean. Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great. Also, in addition to that, just a reminder there are great keto traits.
Yeah.
If you decided to, you know, or let's say they are like I remember I used to make it cacao, coconut oil.
Mm.
And just it kind of just mix it, and then I think I added a little bit of nuts or coconut, for example. Just mix it all in, and it's like they call it fat bombs or whatever. I called it my chocolate. So I just put it then onto paper or like a little container, and then off into the freezer. Mm-hmm. And if I wanted to have still kind of like that chocolatey or something that felt like a treat. So I would just chop it into little pieces and have something like that.
Yeah, and that's something I've been wanting to, like, at least try out is the whole cacao thing. And, like, I've had some pretty, like, delicious cacao mixes in the past. So I think something like that, yeah, I think something like that could be, like, a nice, like, little treat. It would be nice to, like, to figure out some treat or some pleasure, some reward that's not food-based.
That's right. That's why I asked you earlier, like, what, you know, when we started, a reward that is not food-related. And I think in general, when it comes to this work, it's also, it's important to have some backup plan for food, okay? So you know psychologically there is food that you get pleasure from as well, not just kind of like the plain food. And then also reward that is not food-related.
Nothing comes to mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
Something to think about, what you, for example, enjoy. So you might say, I know that, you know, you have your sauna and all these things. So something even like that. Or I know you enjoy connecting with people. So connecting with people that you can have those meaningful, deeper conversations. So like human connection.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Things maybe that increase serotonin.
Let's go find a random dog and cuddle it.
For example.
Okay.
Dog, person, whoever you find.
Dog.
Dog, okay. Okay. So, yeah, things that increase your serotonin. That's what I would think about. And these are things: nature, meditation, breathing, music, gratitude, movement, exercise, obviously sauna. I think I got it there.
Yeah, most of those things are like part of my regular practice anyway, so I think it needs to be something above and beyond that. So I think in terms of food, tea, cacao, awesome. Maybe some looking some keto treats. I think the social connection is a good one. Mm-hmm. You know, like, hey, I'm just going to give a friend a call or go see a mate or something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, it also removes me from the environment. You know, it takes me somewhere else. And cuddling puppies.
Mm-hmm. Cuddling puppies, watching puppies on YouTube apparently helps too.
And I'm all for that.
Yeah. This is my personal thing. That's what I do. Might not resonate with you. I do plan moments of treating myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I know when it's going to happen. So psychologically, there's something like that is connecting with dopamine. Something to look forward to.
Okay.
Yeah. So I might look at my calendar and it's like, okay, this is going to be a busy day. After a long, busy day, I'm going to be doing this and that. Or on Friday, I set up an appointment with a person who I really would love to see or something like that. Right. Or I book like a trip for on a hike or something like that. So something that I can look forward to and I know it's coming up.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just something as to consider if you feel that could help you as well as in terms of reward and pleasure.
Yeah, I'll give that some thought.
Okay, great. All right. How do you feel about getting started?
Good.
Yeah, all planned?
Yeah.
Okay. feel free to message me maybe next Monday.
Yeah.
Just to see kind of how you're doing. If I don't forget, I will connect with you as well. And yeah, we need to sort of make any changes, we will.
Yeah, I'll send you like a little daily update, at least then.
That's great.
Just like a little, hey.
That's exactly that. That would be great.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I hope you enjoyed this session with Scott. And also, if you are curious to learn about all his progress, our next episode is actually about 8 months later, but you can listen to it in the next episode where we are reviewing the entire progress that Scott has made so far. So really tune in, go in and listen to the next episode. I promise you, this is going to be a juicy one, and I am so proud of Scott and how far he has come. But you know, I don't want to be that spoiler here for you, so go in and listen.